One of the legendary aspects of the Greenbrier is, of course, its golf courses, five in all. This is the Old White Course, and this particular location is known as the prettiest first shot in all of golf. These golf courses have been a playground for the world's rich and famous for more than 200 years.
She goes all the way back to, you know, as professionals, Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, of course. The great Bobby Jones played Chick Evans in a match here to raise money for the Red Cross. We've had all kinds of celebrities from sports, from Lou Gehrig to Gene Tunney, the boxer. Many presidents have played here, President Nixon, President Eisenhower, just a wide range of celebrities, the Duke of Windsor, you name them, they've been here.
Slamming Sammy Snead is a fixture here now, a revered legend whose story lives on at the Greenbrier.
Sam Snead was the professional here over a period of 40 years. And if you visit our golf club, you'll see all the winnings and the life and times of Sam Snead throughout that building.
What's your favorite Sam Snead story?
Well, my favorite story was he was playing an exhibition in Iowa, and they were trying to get him to Des Moines so he could get home. They put him on a crop duster that crashed. And the crop duster went mowing corn flying everywhere. And so when the pilot finally came to a halt, he says, "Anything can I do for you, Mr. Snead?" And Sam said, "Yeah, how much do I owe you for the ride?"
Golf is actually the catalyst that ultimately brought the Saints here. After Coach Sean Payton had a chance meeting with the owner of Greenbrier, all because of a golf game.
He was here for the Greenbrier Classic as a volunteer caddy for one of the PGA Tour professionals and just fell in love with the area, got to know Mr. Justice, and the two of them decided that this would be a great idea, and now the Saints are becoming West Virginia's team.
The first Ryder Cup to pit the U.S. against Europe was held here at the Greenbrier in 1979. Then in 1994, the Greenbrier hosted the Solheim Cup, which is the women's version of the Ryder. That makes this location one of only two in the entire country to ever host both events.